Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, World IBD Day took place this week. IBD affects approximately 40,000 people in Ireland. Mars Pharmacy joined forces this year with Crohn's and Colitis Ireland to help raise awareness. And I'm joined in studio by their CEO, Una O'Hagan, friend of the show, and Amy Kelly, COO at Crohn's and Colitis Ireland. Well, you're both very welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Amy, as you're new to the family, we're going to start with you. Yep. Tell us a little bit about the awareness you wanted to raise with the campaign this year and every year.
Yeah, so World Inflammatory Bowel Disease Day takes place every year globally, all around the world. And it's all there to create awareness of this invisible, incurable condition that, as you mentioned, over 50,000 people with IBD are living with. So when we look at IBD, maybe people might not be too familiar with that term. So what that involves is things like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. So you can tell by looking at somebody that they have this chronic disease. So it's all about creating awareness and sharing people's stories and just getting the message out there of the realities of this diagnosis.
And I said 40,000 in the intro, you said 50,000 there. And the truth is, we don't know, not only because it can be silent for the naked eye, but also because there is no database.
We've no data registry here in Ireland for inflammatory bowel disease, along with a number of other conditions. But what it is, it's estimated to be about 1% of the population. So that's amounting to about 50,000 people. So what we do see is about 1,000 people diagnosed every single year.
And it's an autoimmune condition. What's happening in the body for somebody?
Yeah, so a lot of, like, obviously it's a gut condition, because what happens in inflammatory bowel disease is there's inflammation and ulcers in the gut. So in Crohn's, it can affect any part of the digestive tract, so from the mouth all the way through to the back passage. And in ulcerative colitis, it's more localised to the colon, the inflammation. It's actually the immune system attacking the gut. It's not just a gut condition, because it affects the gut, but we also see symptoms that can affect other aspects of the body as well. So we have what's called extra intestinal manifestations of inflammatory bowel disease. So that's when it can occur in your eyes, in your skin, in other organs, in your joints as well. And people might not be aware of the full extent of the symptoms somebody might be experiencing.
Yeah, I said silent, but I should have said invisible, because the symptoms are many and really debilitating. It can really impact on people's quality of life.
Hugely so, absolutely. And people, you're right to use nearly the word silent, because there are people suffering in silence. And, you know, people are suffering in silence in the lead up to their diagnosis. You know, it can typically take about 18 months to get diagnosed. The symptoms that involve are things like diarrhea, but on the other side, constipation as well. I've Crohn's myself, and I actually experience more on the constipation side. So when I went to the toilet, it was incredibly painful, and I would pass blood. So passing blood or mucus would be another red flag as well. But then other symptoms can include things like abdominal pain, nausea. I had mouth ulcers, blisters in my eyes as well. So they're things that wouldn't be typical of what people might consider to be symptoms of inflammatory bowel disease. My joints were affected as well. People can be malnourished as well, experience things like anemia. And the list can go on. So it's very hard to diagnose. I always say once you've met one person with IBD, you've met one person with IBD, because unfortunately it's just so difficult to express. And even when you get your diagnosis, you're still learning about, oh, that symptom's actually linked to it as well. And, you know, understanding that and working with your team to identify what are your telltale signs of, you know, your flares, because it's a lifelong condition. So you're going to have times of flare and remission. So once you get a diagnosis and you get on the right treatment plan, you should be able to manage your condition and live life to the full. And that's when you'll have your time of remission. But then you never know when a flare of your condition is ever going to strike. It's nearly always, you're always looking over your shoulder, wondering when it's going to strike again.
And as you say, it's very hard for you to know somebody might have it. You look the picture of health. You've got a beautiful glow about you, as well as a baby bump. And you lead a very busy life. You're heading off to a big launch now. You're COO of this organisation. So I suppose you want to highlight that it's not always easy, but you can live a full life.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I've had my tough days, absolutely. And I think, you know, people who live with inflammatory bowel disease are there's a lot happening behind a smile, or oh, I'm grand, thanks. I suppose when you meet them, or I'm just not feeling too well. But you know, we can put on a brave face a lot of the time and maybe mask kind of the pain that we might be suffering in. But yes, you know, I'm thankfully well since last summer. I've done a lot of work to get my condition under control. I was experiencing a flare, and I suppose it's nothing. Just to mention, it's nothing that the person has done wrong. Even when a flare comes on, we can self-blame as well and say, well, what did I do? What did I do wrong? And sometimes there's no reason for it. So accepting that is really important. But once we get managing it, yes, absolutely, you can do everything you want to do in life. You know, I always say sometimes it might, you know, take a bit longer. You might have to go a different route about it, but you will get there. And, you know, even we had a webinar and we had Niall Grimley, who plays All-Ireland football with Armagh. So it's such a high level of sport. And to hear him talking about, you know, being able to manage that is really, really important and navigate that. And so there's people in all walks of life in Ireland and globally, you know, leaving all kinds of lives that have this inflammatory bowel disease. It's just really important to link in with your team and to get the treatment that you need and get symptoms addressed. I always know that when I talk to people, especially in Crohn's and Colitis Ireland, you know, some people may just put up with some elements of symptoms because, oh, I'm not great, but I'm not as bad as I was on this time, you know, when I had this issue. But, you know, we're always advocating that it's really important to link in and talk to your team and make sure you get all your symptoms addressed, because if they're affecting your daily life, it's really important that you address that.
I want to bring you in on this, Una, yeah. Particularly around that area of symptoms and self-blame, because yeah. You've been here many times talking about the importance of gut health, and I know you've spoken about your own issues.
Yeah.
But it isn't as simple as, you know, eating a certain way or taking a supplement. I don't want people to feel like they haven't looked after their gut health and this is why it's happened.
Oh no, not at all. As Amy said, this is an autoimmune condition, and you know, there's a genetic predisposition to it, and we don't know really why people actually have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's. So I think, you know, Amy's just so inspiring. She's such a huge role model for, as you say, Claire, living a really healthy, happy life, suffering with a chronic illness. And we see this time and time again. I think for patients leading up to that diagnosis, it can be a long time and they know something is wrong. They're experiencing the symptoms, all these classic symptoms of, you know, whether it be diarrhea, blood in the stools, the fatigue, the anemia. So they know, but there's a length of time before they get that actual diagnosis. And it's managing those symptoms when they're waiting for a diagnosis, or, as Amy rightly said, when they're in a flare as well. So something can bring on the flare, they go into a flare, and those symptoms then can be exasperated. And that can be a really difficult time for them, because what they tend to blame themselves. Not the case, you know. So we need to just help and manage and support patients through that time to, first of all, get them back into remission again through medications and lifestyle changes that they can actually control themselves, and help them with those psychological symptoms. Because what we see day to day is, why is it me? Why me? Mm-hmm. You know, I have to live with this for the rest of my life. And we particularly see this with teenagers. We see more and more teenagers actually being diagnosed now with IBD. And it can be a really rough time, because teenagers have a lot to put up with anyway, Claire, you know, in this modern world. And then to layer in an IBD diagnosis on top of that, it can be incredibly stressful. And we know stress brings on flares as well. So just to try and help support children through this, as well as all patients, but children in particular, and their parents, you know, it can be a very, very stressful time. So what we like to talk about is, number one, managing the symptoms coming up to your diagnosis and managing the symptoms, particularly throughout your flare. When we can get patients into remission, it's great, because you wouldn't even, they completely live a very healthy, normal life. But looking over their shoulder, there's always this little thing, what, you know, is it going to be next week? Is it going to be? And to try and alleviate that pressure by saying, if you do A, B, C, D, and E, you know, you will, you know, you can try and manage and stay in remission as long as you can. And then whenever you get onto that treatment plan, whatever that might be, whether it be a steroid treatment, whether it be a biological, whether it be, you know, an immunomodulator, all of those medicines, it's about compliance, Claire, because, you know, it's about taking those medicines properly the way that you should do in order to manage your symptoms as best as you can. And some of those, unfortunately, have side effects. All medications have side effects. And it's about us as pharmacists, you know, we all have private consultation rooms in our pharmacies. We're all there, we're professionals, we're trained, and we can help patients manage those side effects, usually with over-the-counter medicines and some vitamins and supplements and whatnot, in order to control those side effects so that, you know, their treatment plan can be as compliant as possible.
There's so much, I mean, I always talk about mind, body, soul when it comes to health, but there's so much psychology involved in this, isn't there?
100%.
This idea of what did I do wrong?
Yes.
We also are very adaptable, so we'll just be like, this is just who I am, and we will operate as humans at a 3 out of 10 without ever thinking there are steps we could take to get higher. And then also what you said about medication, often people say, well, I'm fine now, so I don't need to do any of those things anymore. So it's really about, you know, being compliant. And I think that's a really important point.
Yeah.
Something else you wanted to raise awareness about is IBD being recognised as a chronic illness by the state. Talk to us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, Claire, many people might not know, but there are 16 chronic illnesses that are covered by what we call the long-term illness scheme. It's not means tested or anything like that. So something like, say, diabetes, Parkinson's, cystic fibrosis, and they are deemed to be chronic illnesses. You will have them for the rest of your life. And really, I feel very strongly that IBD should be covered in that, and that the state should include both Crohn's, colitis, IBD in general, as being one of, you know, these illnesses, because patients will have this for the rest of their life. And there's a huge financial burden, not only from a medications point of view, but from like managing this illness day to day. But I think it would be something that would take the pressure off, Claire. And it also would mean, because some of these medicines are expensive and you're on the drugs payment scheme and, you know, it's €80. Yeah. And it's for the rest of your life. And if you could even take that off patients, then that would alleviate some of the stress. And we know that the stress is a contributing factor to actually causing a flare-up again. So it would be a very beneficial and strategic and long-term thinking, I think, from the government's point of view, to actually include IBD on that list of medicines and make sure that the long-term illness scheme would cover the cost of the medicines.
Mm. Amy, talk to us about the financial implication then and what you've heard from members who have come to you.
So what we've done is we've looked at this in length, and we have produced a report in partnership actually with Johnson & Johnson. And what that has found is stark statistics of what people are facing with inflammatory bowel disease. So it's typically costing patients with inflammatory bowel disease on average about over €3,500 per year to manage their condition. And that only applies to prescribed medication, over-the-counter medication, and dietary changes as well that people have to make. So that's just one figure. And some of the stark findings that we found, that so 60% said that they've faced financial difficulty regarding their IBD in the past year alone. 47% have avoided seeking IBD-related medical services due to the costs. And 26 delayed taking medication to stretch out supply due to the financial difficulties or financial constraints that they're having. We hear that an awful lot. That's then having a knock-on effect on our health system. So if we really want to address things that, you know, are putting pressure on our health system, it's about working with ourselves in Crohn's and Colitis Ireland. It's about recognising inflammatory bowel disease on the long-term illness scheme. And that will actually alleviate a lot of pressures on the health system, because what we're seeing is people are delaying taking their medication because of the cost it's costing every month. And then they're getting sicker. Obviously, as I mentioned there, people are delaying seeking medical support when they need it, because of literally just because of the cost are involved. I think this is a chronic condition. It never goes away. So if you're experiencing symptoms, you need to get them addressed immediately. And that early intervention is key. But people aren't being able to be put in a position to do that.
Those findings are stark and shocking, it has to be said. I hope that they are listened to. And congratulations on pulling that report together, because sometimes it's not about stats, it's about people. But this is sometimes a way to represent it so that people can really listen. And unfortunately, sometimes you have to play the economy card and say, well, where is the money being spent? And eventually you will save money. But ultimately, it's down to people being able to feel as good as they can, because everybody deserves their health 100%. I also wanted to touch on another statistic I read in an article you wrote recently in one of the newspapers, that Ireland has one of the lowest numbers of public toilets in Europe, which for somebody with an inflammatory bowel issue is very important. I was pretty shocked to read that.
Yeah, well, I think, look, at any listener listening in today will it be able to identify. We've all probably had a time where we've been caught short. You know, you don't have to have an inflammatory bowel disease to know that we've all been out in the public looking for a toilet in some way, somewhere. And I suppose when you live with inflammatory bowel disease, this is not our fault. We don't know, as we mentioned earlier, when this is ever going to strike. And, you know, frequent diarrhea is a symptom. It's the realities for a lot of people living with inflammatory bowel disease. People don't go out into their community because they can't be guaranteed they'll have access to a toilet. They will plan their trips from leaving their house to their next destination, regardless of where that might be. And they will map out every single accessible toilet that they have on the route, just in case that they are caught short. Yeah. This is the reality of people. And, you know, in Ireland, like, you know, we all know that there's very little public toilets. I'm fairly confident here in Dublin we're seeing the last of the public toilets being taken out of around St. Stephen's Green area as well, which is just isn't good enough. Like, we're treating public toilets as if they're, you know, a luxury, and they're a basic necessity at the end of the day. You know, this is, and it's people with inflammatory bowel disease. There's a number of other conditions or no conditions at all that might be supported. As you mentioned, I'm pregnant now. I actually think I will be accommodated better now because someone would be able to see my bump. If I asked to use the toilet, I would be supported better. That if I went and said, you can't tell on the outside what's going on, but I really need to use a toilet, I can be denied access to a toilet. What we've done in Crohn's and Colitis Ireland is we have what's called a no wait toilet access card. So it's a simple card that says this person has a medical condition and needs access to your toilet urgently. And it's part of our membership, so people can get that on our website. And people can present that card, because even if you are caught short and you go into a shop, what we're finding is, you know, people are, you know, asking, can they use the toilet? And they're trying to explain their condition. But as all of this conversation is happening, this is like important time. You know, they don't have the time to have this conversation. And unfortunately, we've had situations where people have soiled themselves on shop floors because they've been denied access, or they've in their cars, and all of these things are happening. It's not good enough that they're happening. You know, we need to address that.
And we need to remove the stigma around talking about going to the bathroom, because everybody does it. And
we do it every day.
You have both done it online, on social media. And I thank you for that, because you've made it glamorous as well as important, because it's such an important conversation.
Absolutely.
And if people want to find out more, there is loads of information on the Mars Pharmacy Instagram. It's at Mars Pharmacy, and you will find out everything as well at crohnscolitis.ie. Amy and Una, thank you so, so much for coming on.
You're very welcome.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna, Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.